This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Globe for the next 4.5 hours. Rangers pregame's coming up at 6:30, so we'll spend some time talking about them and some important messages to pass along to you. We have a Cowboys chatter coming up here in just a moment. Our reactions to last night's 24-20 loss to Philadelphia. And how you feel about it, your texts are welcome at 877-881-1053, General at your service. If you see me, bear me, N.A., up here, Comerica Backyard, suite level center field, basically, if you want to come say hi on your way to the game, that'd be cool. Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion, already watched the film. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup, back home master control, 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can, fixed to go 4.5 flawless. You got Woolchuck and Chiafalo here. Woolchuck has watched the All-22. It's posted on NFL Plus. You have Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Ramon Cruz, remote engineering here, live at the Globe. I think the Rangers are testing out some new tunes or some new speakers or something. We've got The Natural. Was that Freebird, or was that something else that came through as well? We got some good high volume tunes in the background throughout today's show, I believe, as well.
Yeah, you got me.
Some more.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of that. What that was? I don't think it was Freebird, but it was one of those Skinner tunes.
Yeah,
it wasn't "Give Me Three Steps" or anything like that. It was, but yeah, I got to go back and see. I'm usually pretty good with those Skinner songs,
yeah.
But I'm...
I should have come to you.
I
know
right
it was a banger.
Off the jump, I should have identified that, yeah.
Well, right off the jump here at 877-881-1053, leave your name and city you're texting from. We'd love some of your feedback. Big picture reaction, I was overall encouraged. You know, I think last night looked like a team that could win the division. I think coaching staff's heading in the right direction. Dak played great. You know, I think Javonte Williams is something. The adjustments the defense made to come out the way they did in the second half and get a stop, but then even after the weather alert thing, there was I think Saquon touched it 7 times and had 1 yard.
Yeah.
You know, so impressive. I thought we saw some really cool stuff last night, and compared to where we were last year, and I think this is a developmental type of year where you're building towards something, so you need to start getting encouraging signs. Like,
yeah,
it didn't snap your fingers and here's the Super Bowl with Jimmy Johnson. It took a couple of years, and I think we're now in like 1991.
I love that. Yeah, I mean, from a big picture standpoint, I like that. I mean, Shotty had the guys ready to play. The physicality was there. I loved it from the jump. I mean, what a crazy start to the game. Carter's getting kicked out. We're spitting on each other.
It's wild.
And we're pushing and shoving. We're not going to get punked. Love the way Maris Leofau was cracking heads out there a little bit. Guys flying around. Fergie was his usual nasty self. You just saw guys, like, it felt like the real a toughness rivalry that, I don't know, it's been a little bit of a missing ingredient, I think, for the Cowboys for a long time. The physicality was there.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was a really, really nice start to the season. I don't know if I'll say moral victory, but to some extent, CeeDee Lamb's not dropping balls like that.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, and even bigger than all of that, Dak was like the best version of himself.
He was.
He looked really dang sharp
last
night.
Dak was really good.
Yep.
And I think they need to get more Maris Leofau. The fact that he only had 6 snaps.
That's
out
crazy.
Of a possible 62. Yeah, he needs to be in there over Damone Clark and Kenneth Murray. Like, Murray tackles, which I appreciate, But coverage, you could see there was a little bit of some struggles there. And I felt like Jack Sanborn was in position to make more plays, and it was just the lack of finish sometimes, or maybe the footing was bad. I think he slipped on one play.
Barkley will do that to you
a little bit.
He will.
He sure will. And he sure got Kenneth Murray on one that was a poster play there for Barkley. But I do think this offensive line I'm super pumped about. Like, they've got something special for the future with those three in the middle, with Tyler Smith, Cooper Beebe, and Tyler Booker. And I thought Booker in his debut, it was really impressive for the most part. There were a couple of snaps. Even for Beebe, he gave up some pressures up the middle, that one that Dak has to fight out of. He ends up picking up 3 yards. But the way that they were able to get push inside, that's something that travels, and that's something that's going to get better throughout the year. I think Guyton and Steele, solid. There were definitely some ooh moments there, especially like Steele, I thought, pass protection.
Sure.
Didn't hold up quite.
Yeah.
Didn't hold up a block there.
Yeah.
The tight ends, I think. And they played a lot of 13 personnel.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize that watching the game, Brian, but going back and looking, I was like, damn, they are using a lot of Spanford, Schoonmaker, and Fergie on the field at the same time. Even some Lipke, like all four of them out there to try and run the ball.
Yeah, I think to me, if you said the positivity, I think you went through with the offensive line and all that, the negativity on my side of it was these linebackers aren't good enough right now. I know it's week one, but there's
talent disparity.
There's a problem. I mean, if you're going to get guys that are going to run under blocks and stuff, and we'll see with Jack Sanborn and stuff like that. And there were a couple of times where he did that. I didn't know what happened on the when you're watching the touchdown run that. The one that Saquon Barkley had, his run, I don't know what Murray was thinking. I don't know what Murray was seeing. He just stayed stationary and let the men come right into him. Didn't flow, didn't move, the reactions I didn't think were great with this crew. I didn't think they were tackled particularly well as a group. And I think that's going to be kind of a little bit of something you got to keep an eye on. I think Kenny Clark is as good as advertised.
Absolutely.
I think his ability, they did a really good thing of kind of moving him around, but the power that he played with inside, I think, was something that they could absolutely build on from there. The edges there.
Yeah.
Fowler, there was too many times where I felt like that he was trying to play, when we talked about hero ball, and you go inside, you take it, instead of playing contain, you spin inside. And next thing you know, you're pinned. Mm-hmm. You've got outside contained. I think there was some scheme problems that they had with their edges. And that's why some of the things that you saw with the quarterback's ability to run was, okay, I've got outside responsibility, but now I take my rush inside against, against Jordan Mailata, and now he's pinned me. He's going to hold you every single time when you go inside. That's why we were talking about it leading up to this. You have to attack him on the edge, because if you show his weakness on the edge, officials call that. They see him leaning. They see him grabbing. When you go straight into him, and this happened with Fowler a bunch, and it happened with Donovan Ezeraku, and he's a rookie. So he's going to – there was a couple of times after the weather delay where they were able to break him down, and that way you're like, okay – why not? Why not in the first quarter? Why not in the second? Why did you just rush inside, and just let him pin you to the edge or pin you inside? So to me, I think it's for Ezeraku, it's a learning experience. For Fowler, it's like, what the F are you doing?
Right. Yeah.
You know, your responsibility is outside gap. You can't go flying down in there and spin inside, and then they just pin you, and now the ball comes to the edge.
Yeah,
you know, there's just so many things that they were not very good at the first two and a half quarters. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden that hour in that locker room, Flew said, listen, guys, if I tell you to play outside D, play outside D. Don't go down inside. Don't try and be a hero. They looked much better. Now, on the flip side of that, what happened to the offense? You know, what happened to their ability to the way they were moving the football, the way they were kind of being creative, the way that Dak – I mean, as the game wore on, the twist stunt started to be a problem for the Cowboys offensive line.
Yeah.
You know, and they got everybody leaning. And when they get everybody leaning, there's going to be some problems there. But they were not – it just wasn't the same. It didn't seem like it was the same type of, okay, let's set this up. Let's do, that creativity that we saw in the first two first two quarters of the game up until halftime, you're like going, wow, okay, Shoddy is trying to do some things different. But they did. They reverted back to some of those things in that third and fourth quarter that were like last year's offense that was just it got them in trouble. It was just so bland that they could not move the football. And Philadelphia was like, ah, fine, if you're going to do that, we're going to twist this front. We're going to make you have to block us this way, and we're going to try and defend you. And they were able to do that.
Yeah, you know, that's to me is the biggest problem. And it's kind of it's tough because once you get into hurry up, once you get into a 2-minute or 4-minute offense, time is of the essence, and you don't necessarily have time for all the motions and the misdirections and everything that you want to set up. But that was the case well before then, is what
well
you're
before,
saying.
Yeah. Yeah, well before, you know, I thought the best play he called after the weather delay was the fourth down play.
The fourth and three?
Yeah, the fourth.
Where they hit Lamb down the sideline?
Yeah, that was that. To me, that was the – I was thinking, why would – where is that – where is that on your play sheet on that massive,
yeah,
you know
– the binder.
Yeah, that you're – where why are you not circling like, okay, I'm kicking their ass on this motion. I'm kicking their ass with this combination of routes. I'm, you know, you did not get – to my opinion, you didn't get Pickens involved enough.
No.
You didn't get Turpin involved enough. You know, it was like that kind of went back to the two-man game of Ferguson seam and then throw the ball to CD. Not a problem, but, hey, you've got other weapons that you could have used in this football game, and I didn't see that. Once that fumble hit, the offense as we knew it was non-existent for what we'd seen up until the fumble.
Okay, so some things to build on, but I think overall, schematically, I'm encouraged. You know, game
sure,
one
won
in.
Sure, won that game.
Shoddy's probably looking at that and saying, well, how did we get away from this stuff so much in the second half? We got to make sure that you know, we don't let the game get away from us and forget what's going to give our quarterback a decision-making advantage.
Quarterback played very, very well.
He did.
He played very, very well, and he hung in there when he had a clean pocket. He hung in there when he had to roll to his left. He made some really very good throws.
He was accurate. He was able to hit players on the run.
The numbers don't tell you how well he really played from looking at the field, seeing where everybody is. There were a couple times you couldn't walk the ball down there and hand it to CeeDee Lamb as good as he did.
Incredible. Christ.
Yeah, the drop downfield inside the 20.
Oh, and like, the third down and 10 drop. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It just was – that part of it was disheartening because – you had Philadelphia on the ropes. You took Vic Fangio out of something that he's not comfortable doing. He's not comfortable blitzing. What did he have to do? He had to start blitzing because his defense wasn't holding up. He had a problem at corner. You went after that corner. We talked about Adoree Jackson and how you have to wear him out. Just keep going at that. Keep going at that. Now, why are you throwing the ball over here at Mitchell? No, stay over here and try.
They benched Jackson after the flag in the end zone.
They did. They put Bennett
in big trouble.
Yep, absolutely.
But I like what Chief said, that, you know, the energy, the mood, the tone, it seemed more resilient. It seemed more energized. And maybe that's from the hangover of last year. But I think that's culture paying off. You know, I think there's a physicality and urgency, and hopefully they can maintain that. You know, how much of that is Micah was traded, and it's Dak's mom's birthday, and it's week one against the champs. Can you maintain that energy throughout a 17-game season? And if he can, you know, it's easy to have highs and lows and sort of ride the emotions, but if you can maintain that, I think...
That's just a shame last night, man. They had one.
They couldn't tackle Hurts.
Well, he had 61 yards. He averaged 3 yards a carry.
Yeah.
He averaged 3 yards a carry. Come on, man.
They were backbreaking plays all over the field for four hours.
The second half of that game, he had nothing.
Yeah. They
got three straight stops.
That's what I'm saying, though. It wasn't like I say, to me.
But they had 24 points because he kept moving the chains and running into the end zone.
His legs were the difference.
Are you saying Barkley or Hurts?
Hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Barkley was who I was thinking.
Gotcha.
My apologies.
His legs were the difference for them.
100%. Yeah. No, absolutely. That. My apologies. I was thinking Barkley. I'm like,
they did a pretty good job of letting Barkley kill him.
Barkley did absolutely nothing against him.
Was that Dickerson going down? I mean,
that was big.
After the weather delay, they had him totally bottled up. He was almost 6 yards an attempt before the weather delay, and he ends up at around four.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, encouraging signs, but – in the end, you use the word moral victory or, hey, I'm excited about the loss, and I don't blame people for being offended by it. I just think it was a tremendous step in the right direction. It makes me feel like they are going to beat the Giants, they are going to beat the Bears, and you're going to be 2-1 getting ready for Green Bay instead of thinking, holy crap, are the Giants going to beat us too? You know, so a lot to work on. They have essentially a week and a half now to get ready for the Giants, and hopefully they take another big step in the right direction. We have the champ on the other side, the G-Bag of the Day champ, then Woolchuck's top 10, buddy. Where are you taking us?
That's one of my favorite lists of the year. Tomorrow, it's National Tailgating Day. We've got the top 10 tailgating foods for 2025, 877-881-1053. What are you going to be feasting on this weekend? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at the Globe. Rangers game night. Astros are in town. 30 is going to be closed between Fielder and East Chase Parkway from 9 tonight through 6 a.m. Monday for bridge repair work. So 30 eastbound will remain open, but the closure of westbound lanes will impact traffic for many routes into Globe Life Field this weekend. So hit the GPS before you come to the yard, and especially if you're coming from Fort Worth, you'll be good to go. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Woolchuck's top 10 here in just a second. Let's go back into that Pimp Cup where Lucius has the champ.
Check one, check two. Did my mic sound nice?
You got it.
Nice. Sweet, sweet, sweet. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30 to replay the champ right about here. Our champion, I'm lost on days. How many days is this, bro? I think they're looking for three today.
I think they're looking for three.
Looking for three?
Yeah, so. Missed a couple in there.
Yeah, missed some spots. But we still played it that day, so it felt like it counted, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But we never did G-Bag of the Day that day. Anyways, Trap House Sports, disgruntled Cowboys fan. I wonder how he's feeling after that loss last night. Yeah, he made a song for Jerry Jones. He's pretty upset about the Michael Parsons trade. Trapaholics
mixtape. Bow. why the f*** we lose Micah, bro? That don't make no sense.
Say why the f***.
I'll trade that man to the Packers. What's the reason? To the same team that knocked us out the playoffs every season. To the same team that used to give us hell when y'all ran. Now they got DDG at QB and he's still giving us problems. So I'm like, it is time to solve him. Hand me the switch. I'm headed to Dallas. My CTE just awakened. It's time to show Jerry Jones my man. Say, why the f*** did we trade Mike for a trade that wouldn't even happen on Madden? So they like, Trap House, you gotta chill. You getting strange. It's getting outlandish. So they like, Trap House, you gotta chill. The CIA gon' put you on the list. I'm like, too late, won't stop till I show Jerry Jones my fist. So I'm like, it's too late, can't stop till my CTE get.
Ooh, fired up, disgruntled Cowboys fan, Trap House Sports, your G-Bag of the Day champion. Tune in tonight at 5:30, right before LA Live. He'll face the challenger, see if he can make it three in his pursuit of five. Here's the Wooly Bully.
Alrighty, thank you very much. Top 10 tailgate foods of 2025, 877-881-1053. What are you going to be tailgating on over the weekend? We got another great college football slate. Tomorrow, we're going to have game day, Michigan and Oklahoma. They're going to be at Carter Freeman's Boomer Sooner in Norman as they welcome in Mr. Underwood and the Michigan Wolverines. So this is going to be fun. Like, how legit are both of these teams? John Mateer for Oklahoma. I know a lot of people very excited about him, local product as well, going up against a Michigan team that I don't know. I don't know how good the Wolverines will be this year, but this is going to be a good, I think, test for both of them. I'm taking Oklahoma to win, and I'm taking Oklahoma to cover this. But I'm excited. I think that's going to be fun. Texas looking to get off the schneid. They got San Jose State coming in early tomorrow at an 11 o'clock kick. That should be just what the Horns need.
Yes.
Be feeling good about themselves.
Absolutely. You got to have a tune-up game, man. You really do. And for a tune-up game, you need amazing tailgate feast.
You do.
Now, I think brisket's the best because when you cook a brisket at home for your family, there's so much left over. You end up freezing it, and then if you dig it out, you're like, man, is this even good anymore? Should I just make another one? So I think brisket and pork shoulders for me got to be number one at a tailgate because that's a chance to make it and actually have the entire thing consumed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
can't go wrong with that.
It opens up so many options. Like, you just want to have it straight up? Fine. Mm. You want to throw it on some bread and have a sandwich?
Yes,
beautiful.
I do.
Yeah. You want to throw it in a tortilla?
Yes.
Let's party rock.
Yeah.
You want to get some chips out? Maybe make a little cheese, queso, a little nacho situation.
Yes.
Really, the opportunities are endless when you're going with the butt and the brisket.
Very versatile. Absolutely very versatile. All right, let's go to Filthy. And I guess we've got...
I was thinking of something else. The butt and the breasts, were you thinking? I think that's what you were thinking about.
I like the shape of them.
I actually like the wangs a little bit better for a tailgate.
There you do.
The wangs.
Over the breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It's on brand.
No,
nobody
absolutely.
Would disagree with that?
No, 100%. Love a good breast and butt and wang.
Barbecue. Breasts.
Good. Schnitzels.
Excellent.
God, I love a good schnitzel, too.
By wang, you mean the Earl Campbell hot links?
Yeah. I'm thinking more bone in.
Okay.
A little caliente.
Just to clarify.
The real chicken wing, too. The one where you got, like, the nub and everything. You get those out there. Those are the ones to get.
Do you ever, like, Dawson, do you just buy them already cut up for you, or do you disconnect them yourself?
The what?
The wings.
The wings.
Oh. I almost always buy them party style.
Cut off the tips and stuff like that?
When I do that, they're better. They're better. They're fresher.
That's what I'm saying, man. If you do that knife work yourself, they turn out a little bit better.
I'll tell you what else really works is to cook them whole and then cut them because there's like a fat and collagen pocket in there
exactly.
That cooks around it and it just kind of seeps into the whole deal. Party style is convenient. It's probably more fun, but for the ideal gourmet bite, I think you got to cook them whole.
All right, let's hear this crazy, psychotic Eagle fan who is out there just tailgating his Eagles nuts off at 4 a.m. out there at the link.
I can't even count how many beers I have in my cooler. Multiple, multiple, multiple. I have two bottles of honey whiskey because you gotta do your shots.
Two bottles.
And I have 4 pounds of jumbo shrimp, iced up right now, ready to go. We'll be in M2 over there by the guardrail. All my cousins, my family. We're going to have a nice tailgate. Anybody's welcome to come. Everybody knows Superfan Greg. Come over, grab a beer, do a shot for the birds. And I'm staying here, and I'm no work Friday. So who cares what time I get home, right?
And I always ask you, how do you stay up? Do you stay up the whole time?
Oh, I'm up. There's no nap matcha. That's what they call me. I'm not sleeping. I went to bed at like... I watched the Eagles special last night on NFL Network, went right to bed, got up at 2:30 this morning, shower, said my Eagles prayers, gassed up, iced up. We're here, and we're KYW like we always do. This is what we do.
This is what we do. Two bottles of honey whiskey and some beer and some shrimp.
I got my cousins. Did he get the railing over there?
Is he talking about the peel and eat shrimp that come in the container?
The jumbo
shrimp. He had them on ice.
Yeah, he must have been talking peel and eat.
Tailgate shrimp? What do we think about a tailgate shrimp?
I get shrimp skewer.
Maybe on a skewer, yeah.
Skewer for sure, for sure.
All right, here's your top 10. Got a lot of good text flowing in, 877-881-1053. Wings, obviously. 940 fajita meat. That's what they're into. 903.
I one time traded a 12-pack for fajita meat.
Really?
Yeah, I ran out.
You won.
I ran out. Did. I can say I'll give you a 12-pack for that pound of fajita meat you have right there.
I heard you guys talking about the tablitas last night.
Yeah, the tablitas.
You've got to at least do one round of those so everybody can get a taste. Yeah. Just delightful, man.
Number 10.
Now, do those come standard with the seasoning that the meat you kind of throws on there?
Yeah, majority of the time. You can get it without, but, yeah, most of the time you want it with. Absolutely.
Good to go.
Yeah, you got to get that sauce. All right, number 10 is the chili cheese dip. And I think really just any type of dip I think you've got to have for a tailgate. No matter what, if it's queso, if it's chili cheese, if it's the seven layer, you got to have some type of dips ready to rock. Specifically, I would say a cheese dip.
Yes, and I think I would avoid the chili in that situation. That is a massive fart bomb. Chili and cheese.
Woo! Tearing up the family restroom at the stadium.
Woo. The heartburn is
better
be
an outdoor field for that tailgate.
Yeah. Number 9 is the grilled shrimp skewer, and I'm totally in on that. I love a good shrimp skewer.
It's sometimes
easy to overcook.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
You could get rubbery on it.
That rubbery part of it, not good. Not good. You got to pay attention.
8 is bacon-wrapped hot dogs.
Oh, dude. See, okay. This is a staple for a lot of folks.
Bacon-wrapped dogs.
When my wife does hot dogs, like the first time she was like, hey, we're doing hot dogs, I'm like, all right. And then I get home and
they're bacon-wrapped.
They're bacon-wrapped.
She went to another level
on these dogs. Bacon-topped. Yeah, it's just like a double pork bonanza.
Like the bacon bits? And you're just kind of sprinkling them over
Well, it's actual bacon, but, yeah, you can bust it up.
Is this in a vessel? Is this like a hot dog, or is this just like you're eating the bacon wrap around a hot dog as a with no bread?
No. It's got the bread.
Okay.
Yeah, got the bread.
We got the buns. We're bunning it. Mm. Number 7 is barbecue ribs.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's taking it to another level.
You got to have a smoker. You got to have something that you can travel with.
Big old smoker.
Definitely.
Especially if you got a party of 20 or 30 on your hands. Takes up a lot of grill surface area.
I know where Brian's going to go with this. He's going to talk about the surface area and the coverage. And every time I order these, I think of you. Uh-huh. And I think, did they do this? Would Brian be satisfied? And I'd say 9 out of 10 times, the answer is no, they didn't. They effed this up.
Okay.
It's the loaded nachos.
Yeah. That's absolutely, and that's what I think, like the seven layer nachos.
Yeah, you got to layer that.
I mean, take the time. You guys had those trash can nachos at Guy Fieri's,
No,
right?
We didn't because the lady told us literally don't get them. They're not consistent.
Instead,
we went and got overpriced fish and chips at Ramsey's.
Okay, at least those nachos look like they have coverage on them.
Yeah.
That they're not just naked chips with nothing and you're kind of scraping around on the side.
But if you're doing a tailgate situation, I think it's a make-your-own nachos, right?
Oh, the cheese, like a little nacho bar?
Yeah. Like
I love that idea.
So then the cheese stays with its integrity, with the heat and everything in the crock pot, and now you're making it up yourself, and that's when the brisket and the Dawson pork butt come into play. You top that bad boy yourself. Because otherwise, everything's going to get soggy, right?
Yeah, 100%. You don't want the sog factor.
Point. Like, shelf life is small.
I will say Velvet Taco, their brisket nachos, they do a pretty good job with their coverage. And they put the white queso on there, which I do like.
Oh, I do like queso blanco.
I like the queso blanco. Do got to get some brownie points here. Father-in-law listening. Tell them that my beloved father-in-law makes the best schnitzel in the whole world.
No way.
Best schnitzels. Best schnitzel. Now, don't ask him to make some meatballs for you. Those will be some dry balls. But the schnitzel, he's got it on
top. Now, what's a schnitzel?
It's basically
a
chicken parm.
Is it veal?
Without sauce.
Is it veal?
No, it's chicken.
It's chicken.
You beat the chicken down, you bread it, you fry it up.
Okay.
It's basically like a thin chicken cutlet.
Schnitzel, okay.
That's fire.
But it's schnitzel.
Hey, I need to be invited over next time, family function with the schnitz.
We got Rosh Hashanah coming up soon. I'll invite you over. He's going to make the schnitzels for that.
Is that the holiday where we have the salt water and the...
No, that's Passover.
Okay.
Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year.
Okay.
So this is like my family makes, but it's pork instead.
Yeah, you can do it with pork if you want.
Okay.
And I think in Germany, it's popular with the pork.
I thought Rosh Hashanah played for the Hawks.
He did. But it's also
the
Jewish holiday. Yeah, he did. Grilled veggie skewers coming in at number five.
Whoa!
Now, I'm going to sub this just for kebab.
At five?
Seattle checking in.
Yeah, you got to have some type of meat on here. Like, I'm cool with a skewer with some veggies on there, but we got to put some type of lamb or steak or chicken.
You're not tailgating if you don't have protein in there.
We're not doing vegan tailgates.
We're not just doing bell pepper, zucchini, mushroom, cherry tomatoes, and red onions here with a little brush of olive oil and garlic. I mean, that sounds a little...
You would be surprised.
The wife took over the tailgate.
But you'd be surprised the number of people that ask for that stuff.
Ladies' night at the ballpark.
Yeah, they're kind of looking around like, oh, where's the healthy selections here?
You know? Fair enough.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying. The people.
No, you're
always,
right. There will be some.
There always somebody. There's always
that person. But no, it's not even. It's the fact that it wasn't just an OLI. You know what I mean? They got that thing sitting at five. That's disgraceful.
And I need to introduce these people to fiber thins. You know, you don't have to go hunting around every meal looking for roughage to add.
Hey, Dawson.
Okay? Protein, a fiber thin in the morning, one at night. You'll be a happy camper. Out.
Can anybody tell me when they're grilling? Do you use like the vegetable basket? Have you ever seen what I'm talking about?
Yeah. That's genius.
It work?
Yeah, you
so
must
what
have.
What is the vegetable basket?
It's like a metal basket that you throw the veggies in so they're not slipping through the grates or getting burned.
Yeah, they're not getting burned
smart.
Up.
Smart. Yeah. Four is the pulled pork sliders, which, tremendous.
Yes, absolutely.
Pulled pork just in general.
Three, we go to Lambeau Field, the classic brats.
The brat.
You can't, I mean.
I used to have a brat. Mm. We'd go grocery shop, and they had a brat shack outside the grocery store. Oh. Like, you would, like, give them a couple of bucks.
Yeah.
You can eat like a brat while you're pushing your basket around.
That's a good deal.
See, sometimes I wonder how the hot dog even still exists when brats are
around. Not when brats are
involved. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Two, we got stuffed jalapeno poppers.
Oh, okay.
People do love that spiciness.
You got to know yourself, though. I'll tell you what.
Dawson's saying no because the cream cheese is involved.
Yeah, the cream cheese and the jalapenos. It's just, it's a lot. And
the jalapenos.
Salute people that like them.
That's an at-home party for me if I'm digging into this.
Yeah, because you're not sure like how you're going to react to it.
That's,
I get it.
That'll put me on the fritz.
But number one,
you don't
tailgating
want a stadium
food.
Porta potty.
No, you don't. Number one tailgating food 2025 is the chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Let's go.
Yep. Right on. Thank you, Will Chuck. Top 10 is in the books here, G-Bag Nation. It's a Friday staple coming up next, Eric.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Right here on The Fan.
Thank you very much, Lucius. G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and we are live at the Globe here. Rangers Astros tonight coming up at 6:30. Could you sweep them? Could you win five out of these six that you have against the Astros over the next couple of weeks? Rangers team's been hot. It's exciting to see them back here getting ready for tonight's game. Here's the Chief with your staple.
Here we go, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here is British Ian.
Dub.
Huge dub with football back. The Cowboys looking like a team with a little bit of life. A little bit of life here with football back, man. It's just like my dopamine levels are through the roof.
Yeah.
They really are.
It's going to be awesome, man.
It's what a glorious time we're in right now.
I'm imagining playoff football, Chief.
Yeah, are you? Had that vision last night?
Yep, wild card weekend, baby.
I started to think about that 7 seed a little bit.
About time you guys wised up and trying to tell you boys.
Yep.
NFC's champions.
I'm not full on the NFC's championship wagon, but the door has not shut on that.
I'll leave
Philly's still better.
No, they're not.
I mean, how many penalty yards they give you?
That's because they're not better. They're stupid.
Yeah, that's true. They're so
freaking
dumb. It was
kind of amazing how undisciplined they played last night.
They really were.
Yeah, just a dumb football team. Dumb fans.
Say that twice and mean it.
Dumb city.
I kind of feel like that maybe that Wolchuk was a year early on the Commanders.
I could see that.
And I tell you what.
Maybe Philly is going to have problems because of their offensive line if it's not completely healthy. And maybe they're going to have problems because they're cornerback, and maybe they're going to have problems because they don't get a lot of pressure.
The pass rush and secondary is going to be an issue.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Football's here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get our minds right. Okay, let's see. Walchuk, what's the first letter in Lamb?
L.
Yeah, he's going to have to hold that one.
Come
that
on.
Was pretty dang disappointing.
Jeez, the social media stuff. I mean, we're talking about him with no arms.
I saw the amputated arms where he's just elbows and up.
Oh, it's bad.
That is pretty off-putting.
I mean, he made such a big deal out of it at training camp. I know he is just killing himself today. He's, you know, probably more frustrated than all the fans put together.
He's going 24 hours on the jugs machine today.
Yeah.
That's what I got him doing.
And I'm just not concerned about it. You know, I don't think he's going to drop about average amount of footballs. Last night, something weird happened for Saquon Barkley at the weather delay. I think it happened for CeeDee Lamb as well. Maybe you lose focus. I know the broadcast crew was talking about that kind of stuff. But these are execution errors. And I can't be that mad at a guy who just didn't make the play. You're going to drop about 7% of footballs thrown at you in the NFL unless your name's Larry Fitzgerald. Unfortunately, that happened at the worst possible time for CeeDee Lamb. But I still love him. I trust him. I think he's one of the best players in the game. The way that he was attacking some of those footballs, even that last pass, like the way that he turned on the rocket booster and exploded into the air to even have that ball hit his hands. He's next level. The comebacker one where he just snatched it from the corner.
That was awesome.
Yes. I mean, thought that was going to be an interception.
Yeah.
But that was a hell of a play by him for sure. So still had a really good game for the most part. You know, I mean, he was the focal point of the offense for sure.
They couldn't cover him.
Could not cover him. Okay, big dub as well to us because Tolo Vinny swinging by with the Wingstop care package yesterday.
That was so nice.
I mean, you're the man, Vinny.
Truly, so MVP caliber stuff right there. Getting it done. He's in midseason form. Thank you, Vinny. We love you. Also, big pregame dub. We hit Merrill Reese with the double Dick Fangio. Yes, we did.
Yes, the first one he just tried to power through like he didn't hear it.
He powered through like a professional. Then I doubled down on the Dick Fangio.
Which I appreciate it.
And he hit me with the double emphasis on Vic in his response. We will play that. Well, let's do a little Monday Two Guys One Booth.
Okay.
Does that make some sense?
Pretty light on the Two Guy One Booth.
It's all right.
I saw that. But
we'll
I think there's
some
preseason stuff that we might be able to fill it with.
I'm so used to hearing Dick Fangio now. When Jason Garrett last night said Vic Fangio, my brain did that thing where I was like, he said a name wrong. And I was like, wait, that is his real name.
Yeah. Yeah, I had my buddy Jason Ripple send me a video where they put up a Vic Fangio graphic, but like he morphed it into Dick Fangio. I was like, yes, it lives on. All right, 214, biggest L this week. Cowboys not taking advantage when they had the chance.
And then also, this is our buddy Woody, got to lay a family member to rest on Monday. Oh, no. So sorry to hear that, Woody.
Thoughts and prayers.
Big dub, though. OU football tomorrow. Still going strong off the benzos and the opiates. Nice work, Woody.
There we go. Good stuff,
We admire your consistency.
Coming up on 10 years Wednesday.
Oh,
off the booze.
10 years.
Oh, man.
Need a cold beer.
Let's crack some NAs on Wednesday. 903, biggest L.
Is that a Stella celebration day? Should we do that?
Yeah. Yeah, all the NAs.
A celebration.
Celebration.
Love the celebrations.
Yeah.
Something to it.
Could be Transfusion Wednesday or whatever.
Should be hammered. Mardi Gras brought us.
Mardi Gras brought us. Get back in the mix.
As we celebrate Dawson's sobriety.
Yeah. Mm. Sure you don't want some?
Yeah.
It's got to come to an end soon.
Ryan Carroll.
It's getting boring. Ryan Carroll?
Yeah, Ryan Carroll, biggest L, had a grinder bounce off my knuckle.
Excuse me?
But grace of God didn't cut it off. I don't know what type of grinder he's dealing with here.
It's like a, you know, it's like a, it's a tool, like a.
Oh yeah.
Like it kind of makes things smooth.
Be careful, Rhino.
I was making that some.
that was pretty good.
I was making
limited fake grinder sound.
Yeah, I was trying.
Biggest dub though, he says he's opening for Giovanni and the Hired Guns tonight in Tyler at Stanley's Barbecue. Congratulations, man! Tear him up.
Big step up.
Tear him up on the acoustic. 469, biggest L was buying a Parsons jersey the day before he was traded.
That's a big
I saw those things go on sale at the Star. You get them for like $29.99.
Yeah. Take it back, see if you can get the refund.
But now all the S's talking, I want nothing to do with them.
Whatever.
I mean, just go bleep himself.
FM.
Unbelievable, man.
That was something.
817, biggest L. I did get my 10-day vacation this week, but didn't get it. But biggest dub just rescued my nephew from the dope house and headed to East Texas with him. So I guess he's on the road to sobriety as well. That's a good uncle right there. Let's see here. We've got the 817, biggest L, CD dropping those passes, of course. Big Dub, my wife opted for sexy time to cheer me up.
Oh, that's always a win.
He says it worked, man. He's feeling great. It's a victory Friday for that guy. Let's see here. 682, biggest L, Cowboys losing. Biggest Dub, eliminating my social media so I don't have to listen to the haters. How about that? I love that. 817, Big L, having to hear Eric do his awful bit of D. Fangio. Big Dub, listening to Zach help us cope with the CD drop game. How about that?
Thank you, 817, but I like the Dick Fangio bit.
I'm a fan of it.
I like the fact that he just was adamant that the end. It's Vic.
It's Vic.
I can't wait to replay that sound for you guys. hey, how about a huge dub for all of us? Do you see what Bluebell's doing? Getting spicy?
The pecan pie?
Yes.
Gosh, this is just a problem.
Classic pecan pie ice cream arrives in stores
beginning yesterday.
Classic pecan pie is a rich brown sugar ice cream with roasted pecans and pieces of flaky pie crust mixed with a pecan pie filling. Wow, dude. I love it when they put the chunks of stuff in there. Cookies, the dough, the brownie, whatever it is, man.
I feel like pecan pie is made for ice cream, too.
Yes.
That's just going to hit so good.
Gosh, I'm excited about that. Huge victory for all of us. L to the college basketball video game fans. We thought we were going to get one with EA Sports, but they nixed it. They said, not going to go ahead and do that. I think there's a college basketball kind of little side quest you can do in the NBA 2K. But they're not going with a full bore on the college basketball game. And the biggest L of the week goes to the four bros who had to be rescued from the Catskill Mountains after getting so high on mushrooms that they couldn't find their way out of the forest.
Wow.
I mean, that was crazy, dude. I thought Aaron Rodgers left New York.
And they never, I mean, it didn't wear off enough for them to be like.
That one was described as debilitatingly.
Wow.
Ball tripped.
Wow. Debilitating. Like,
sounds horrible.
Yeah, dude. And then they lost their keys. Like, they had to get escorted back to their random, like, Airbnb.
I wish we had body
deal.
Cams for this.
They're shivering up in the mountains.
That'd be so good.
They're dead. Are we dead yet?
Oh, where am
I? Big dub to those guys, man. They still have a pulse.
I don't feel dead.
I'm sure that debilitated ball tripper, though, might still be in the clouds somewhere.
Oh, jeez.
Still waiting to come down. There it is, biggest L, biggest dub.
There he goes, Eric Chiafalo. Every Friday, 2:40, we'll take a look at some more storylines from Cowboys defeat. Where's this idea coming that Dak should be suspended? We'll get that to you and more coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.